This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. We promised you frequent updates on the housing market on the show. The only problem, there isn't one single housing market in this country. There are hundreds of them. We're also keeping in mind that you, our savvy listeners, have criticized us in the past for spending way too much time talking about markets on the East and West Coasts. So with that in mind, we've decided to track down experts in cities and neighborhoods all over the country. And by experts, we mean real estate agents. Well, who knows a market better, right? This week, we go to Omaha, Nebraska. Now, on paper, Omaha looks like a pretty great place to live. It's consistently rated one of the most affordable cities in the country. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says it has an unemployment rate of just 4.1%. And it's the city Warren Buffett calls home. There's that. Lisa Ritter joins us now to give us a tour of Omaha. She's owner of the real estate agency Remax Results. She's also treasurer for the Nebraska Realtors Association. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
So to get us started, what's going on with housing in Omaha right now?
The number of homes on the market available for sale is lower than ever, but we still have the same number of buyers competing to get those homes. So the sellers are in a good position.
So your market's doing great, it sounds like.
The market is thriving. There are a number of short sales that are still occurring, and I see it being a little higher than in the years past. The nice thing about short sales versus foreclosures is that the sellers are still able to redeem some of their credit. You would typically see credit impacted for about 2 or 3 years versus 7 through a foreclosure. So more people are taking the time to go down that route versus just giving up.
And how about the foreclosures? What's going on there?
There are foreclosures out there. If there is one place where investors are, they are buying up the foreclosures. Typically, they are not purchasing owner-occupied homes. So that is something that get grabbed up usually with cash.
Well, tell us about one of your recent typical sales. What was the home like? What did it go for?
Typically, in Omaha, you'll have about $180,000 price range. And just a few weeks ago, I had put 4 homes on the market. Within 10 days, 3 of those 4 listings had sold and sold very, very close to full price. And those homes ranged anywhere from $50,000 to $315,000. And I think a lot of the buyers are surprised at how much they're having to pay to get into these homes.
Who are these buyers? And do you have investors buying up properties for rentals or turnovers like we do in California?
We don't have the same level of investors that you do in California. A lot of the buyers that we're seeing are people coming out of merged households. As a matter of fact, 2 of the sales that I was the listing agent on were people that were coming out of their parents' homes. Nationally, real estate projections say that we're going to continue to see that.
Well, what kind of information should buyers and sellers arm themselves with to get a good deal in the market in Omaha today? And it sounds like you're going to do well pretty much no matter what, but give us your best bet.
Yes. If you see a home you like, you need to jump on it. If you wait for a second showing the next day and it's new on the market and priced right, you're going to miss it. So you really don't have a lot of time to decide to move forward, and you're going to have to make a bid that's full price or close to it. Because if you think it's priced right and looks good, other people are too. And so if you're married to that outcome, you need to make it happen, and you need to bid full price or dang close to it.
Why do you think your city's doing so well right now?
Our economy's great. Unemployment is low. I think we have hope for a bright future, and I think people feel a lot more confidence in the economy.
Well, what do you imagine for the near future? What's the housing market going to be like in 2013?
As a broker and owner in Omaha, and I know a lot of my fellow broker owners feel this way too, we are more optimistic than we've been in a long, long time. We see things, sales increasing by 3 to 5%, which is a very healthy place to be. We don't see it exploding to where suddenly there's going to necessarily be another 25, 30% increase in the number of buyers or appreciation in homes. But I think we're going to see a nice, healthy pace of appreciation.
Lisa, I can't resist. What's Warren Buffett's house like?
You know, it's a lot like his life. It's very conservative. It's not worth near what you would think. As a matter of fact, it's not that far above the average price range in Omaha, which is $180,000.
$180,000? That's a starter house somewhere else. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You can get a nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500-square-foot home for that price, and it's going to look beautiful.
Have you sold any houses recently that were not typical?
I did recently have that chance. I listed a $1.2 million home in the Lake Zirinsky area. And interestingly enough, the person that purchased it sight unseen, and he was from the East Coast.
And what does a $1.2 million house look like in Omaha, Nebraska?
Let me tell you, it is stunning. Wall-to-wall windows, top-of-the-line appliances, a shower that would really be the size of most people's bedrooms, done in gorgeous glass tiles. So, yeah, you're going to get a ton for your money when you have a seven-figure home here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, after this, you might see a big population explosion. Lisa Ritter is owner of RE/MAX Results, a real estate agency in Omaha, and treasurer for the Nebraska Realtors Association. Thanks so much for this, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
How well is the housing market recovering where you live? You can keep up with the number of underwater homes state by state and compare your community with our real estate tracker at our website, marketplace.org.